take the scriptures now and turn to 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter 17. And we're reading this evening 2 Kings 17 verses 1 through 23. Verses 1 through 23. Beloved, hear now the word of the Lord. It is His inerrant, infallible word. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea the son of Elah became king over Israel and Samaria, and reigned 9 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, only not as the kings of Israel who were before him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against him, and Hoshea became his servant and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, who had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and had offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. So the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria invaded the whole land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and carried Israel away into exile to Assyria and settled them in Halah and Habor on the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. Now this came about because the sons of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who brought them up from the land of Egypt, under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods, and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before the sons of Israel, and in the customs of the kings of Israel which they had introduced. The sons of Israel did things secretly which were not right against the Lord their God. Moreover, they built for themselves high places in all their towns, from watchtower to fortified city. They set for themselves sacred pillars and Asherim on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burned incense on all the high places, as the nations did, which the Lord had carried away to exile before them. And they did evil things, provoking the Lord. They served idols, concerning which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah through all His prophets and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep your commandments, my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you through my servants the prophets." However, they did not listen, but stiffened their neck like their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They rejected His statutes and His covenant which He made with their fathers, and His warnings with which He warned them, and they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the nations which surrounded them, concerning which the Lord had commanded them not to do like them. They forsook all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made for themselves molten images, even 2 calves, and made an Asherah, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. Then they made their sons and their daughters pass through the fire, and practiced divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking Him. So the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from His sight. None was left except the tribe of Judah. Also Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the customs which Israel had introduced. The Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel and afflicted them and gave them into the hand of plunderers until He had cast them out of His sight. When He had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel away from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. The sons of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them until the Lord removed Israel from His sight, as He spoke through all His servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away into exile from their own land to Assyria until this day. Beloved, that is the word of the Lord. The section of scripture that we're looking at is pretty easy to follow. Hoshea, the last king of Israel, did evil in the sight of Yahweh. He tried to conspire against the king of Assyria, who was oppressing them and had taken much of Israel's land and had taken many of Israel's people. And because of this, the king of Assyria invaded Israel. So we have verse 6 near the end of the 7th century B.C. It says, in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and carried Israel away into exile in Assyria and settled them in Halah and Habor on the river of Gozan and the cities of the Medes. And so that's the story. The rest of the chapter is the more details of, and what we're looking at this evening are the reasons Israel fell into exile, why exile came upon them, and Yahweh's work in all of it. So verses 7 to 23, we have three separate sections. Each of them begin with a distinct theological affirmation. They say something about God. Verse 7 through 12, we have the affirmation that Yahweh brought Israel up from Egypt. He redeemed his people. And the first reason the Assyrian machine crushed and spit out Israel and sent them into exile is because of their ingratitude. Their ingratitude. Israel showed no gratitude to the Lord. They did not thank the Lord or live in accordance with Yahweh being the one who brought them out of slavery, who redeemed them. And so what did Yahweh do because of their ingratitude? He sent them back into slavery. Because they showed ingratitude concerning the Lord's redeeming them, Israel walked in the ways of the nations. They were supposed to drive out of the land, like we talked about this morning. They also made offerings on the high places like the nations. And so they were like the world, worshiping like the world that Yahweh had cast out before them. Israel did not answer the call of Yahweh, and thus they were diligent in conforming to the world, to the nations, and blended with them in marriage, like we heard this morning, instead of following Yahweh. Their ingratitude to the Lord showed their rejection of His grace. So the first thing we are called to as God's people, redeemed children of God, is the call to be, to have that gratitude, thankfulness, and live it out in our lives to the Lord. Second, verse 13, we see the God who warns. Yahweh gave Israel time to repent of their not heeding His call, not heeding His commandments. He sent the prophets even to warn Israel, called them back to turn back to Him, but Israel rejected the warning. Verse 14, they did not listen, but stiffened their neck like their fathers who did not believe in the Lord their God. The same response Israel had in the wilderness wanderings. Beloved, where there is no faith, there can be no fruit of faith and obedience and submission to Yahweh. The only thing you can expect from unbelief is deaf ears and stiff necks and rebellious hearts. Verses 15 to 17, those three verses describe 200 years of infidelity. And so here, in those the second section, we're called to heed God's warning when He gives it, to turn back to Him from our sin, even our sin as Christians and God's people. And that warning comes through often to us, the reading and preaching of the Word. Verse 18 then begins the final section through verse 23. We see that Yahweh was very angry with Israel, even enough to banish them from His presence, sending them into exile. And so we see Yahweh who judges. The Lord judges, and what is left of the land and the people of Israel? Assyria is left. There is no Israel anymore. No more northern kingdom. Those tribes of the northern kingdom, they're no more. Verse 18, only the tribe of Judah remained, it says. And yet what is sad about that is verse 19. Judah as well did not keep God's commandments, but walked in the ways of Israel, the northern kingdom. But the sad judgment began when the kingdom was split and ended with Israel's continued disobedience of their being cut off from Yahweh. Remember how it all started when they separated into the two different kingdoms? The northern kingdom chose not to worship God according to how He commanded. They didn't come to Jerusalem to the temple. And that is the beginning point, and we might say the cause of their disobedience and being cut off from Yahweh. So, beloved, what we need is gratitude toward the Lord. We must heed his warnings in Scripture and even what Scripture confirms about his judgments in creation, pointing forward to the great judgment to come. And we must know, if we don't heed the warnings, we will be judged ourselves. And so that's the warning as we see the reasons that Israel was sent into exile forever. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word which reveals to us so much about who you are, who we are, and what you do in this world. We thank you that you're a God who's sovereign over all, even those wicked of the world. Now here, the northern kingdom, Israel, sovereign over them. You gave them so much. You redeemed them. You saved them. You brought them out of the land of Egypt into the promised land. And that first warning of the first generation who died in the wilderness should have reminded those entering in, their children and grandchildren, they should have reminded those going into the land of the sin of their fathers, that they should not turn toward to be like their fathers, but they should turn and be like your son, like God's children, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob before them. And yet, Father, they turned from you, and they became like the nations as they entered in. They intermarried with the people of that of the world. They continued to not show gratitude in their lives and how they responded to that redemption. And so you brought judges, and then they sought for a king sinfully. And they made Saul king, and then David and Solomon. We thank you that you brought them, and you brought the promise of the King of Kings, Jesus, who reigns on the throne forever, even now. And yet, Father, that kingdom split, because we know it was not a perfect kingdom, not of this world, because it was not the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It only pointed forward to that kingdom, which would be forever. And in their sin, they rebelled against you. And they split off, the northern kingdom split off from Judah and worship of you, the living God, the temple. And they built their own calves, their golden calves, which Jeroboam called Yahweh, so that the people wouldn't go to the southern kingdom. And Father, will you... You judge them because of that. Over and over and over, we see the kings of Israel characterized by being following in the ways of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and causing Israel to sin by providing false worship. That even increased, and they worshipped Baal because of their intermarrying with Jezebel and bringing Baal worship to Israel. And so, Father, they did not then heed the warnings that you brought. The prophets came, they spoke very clearly, and yet Israel did not listen. The kings did not listen. And here they are judged into exile forever. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that we would be thankful for what you've done and live in accordance with that, with your mercy, not like the people in Ezra's day in chapter 9, like we heard this morning. Like those people in Ezra 5 who heard the prophets and turned to you and worshipped you and built the temple. We pray that we would be holy in Christ Jesus. You would sanctify our hearts. That you would cause us to mourn over our sin and turn from it unto you, the living God, knowing that you're a God who's merciful and that your patience is wonderful and great. Your mercy is great, even above our guilt and sin. Lord, be patient with us. Be patient with us because of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Not because of anything in us, but because of Him. And let us not be judged. Let us see the judgments that you're doing in the world, that you're bringing upon the world and the nations of this world, even our own nation. Let us see those judgments as just a foretaste, little tiny foretaste of what is to come. An eternal judgment when Christ judges on the throne. Let us see them for what they are and turn from our sin, even at those times, unto you, the merciful and gracious God. Lord, let us not be like the northern kingdom of Israel. Let the church not be like that. And there's many who are in the church today, the visible church, who are lifting up false gods and idols. Father, we are tempted to do so as well. Yeah, Father, we ask that you would keep us and protect us as Jesus prayed in John 17. Keep us from the evil one and such sin. Let us worship you alone, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.